friend's post above were coming from those who did not know what they were scripturally and spiritually responding to. Why? Because they've never been the ones who were under attack or for standing up in this good fight of faith. Now, such responses to his post were not that it would stop him. It is the counterfeit of the unifying contagion of brave men. Another person said, so true. And then, bring out the worst in many. Holiness without humility is pride. Lord, help us. Another one said, yup. And finally, I've seen it for years. And on they went. Now, for the most part, this is coming from those who do not understand the workings of the Holy Ghost. They accuse and persecute the brethren, and in this case, with their words, while thinking that they're doing God a service, their statements are a clear spiritual misunderstanding of what real Christian humility actually is all about. Let me ask you, is it not better to be divided by truth than to be united in error?
Yeah, no, that's
is it
fine,
not better to speak the truth that hurts and then heals, than falsehood that comforts and then kills? I mean, after all, it was Jesus who said, do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. Well, what of Luke 12:51, where again Jesus said, suppose ye that I am come to give peace on earth? I tell you, nay, but rather division. Now, was this prideful, arrogant, or divisive? And of course, I speak as a man. No, scripturally speaking, this was not at all prideful nor arrogant, though it may look like to those who are not in the fight for the souls of men. However, it is very divisive because it is what the truth does in order to unite. When Moses, the meekest man alive, went and confronted Pharaoh and told him to let the children of Israel go, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? No. It was bold obedience to the Lord that he loved in the fight for his people to separate them from the bondage of the Pharaoh and his people. What about King David's brother Eliab saying unto him, I know your pride. This, of course, took place before little David went to the battlefield to face off with a giant named Goliath, who was defying the armies of the living God. During this particular time, Saul and his army were standing down when, in fact, David stood up. Was this arrogance, or was this little David fighting to set his people free from their oppressors? Now, just imagine if Eliab's pride, arrogance, and divisiveness would have had its way in attacking David. Goliath and the Philistines would have never been conquered. Now, what about that lone prophet of God, Elijah? You know, the troubler of Israel, said the corrupt King Ahab. Picture Elijah on top of Mount Carmel asking the people how long they were going to continue to falter between the Lord and Baal. Only then would he call down the fire from heaven, which exposed the false prophets of Baal. Again, I ask the question, was this prideful? Was this arrogance? Absolutely not. Just obedience to the Lord that he loved and served in setting his people free. Was Elijah being divisive? Absolutely he was, because this is what the word of God does through his humble servants in a righteous command, directive, and application. Elijah stood up to be counted. He rose to the level of his father's expectations and simply went to the top of the mountain in order to set the record straight as to whom the Lord was in liberating his people from the counterfeits. Remember Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Were they being prideful, arrogant, and divisive when they defied Nebuchadnezzar in refusing to bow to his idol?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly the most dangerous individual, according to Facebook, a dangerous individual and a dangerous organization online. You know, it's interesting, this morning, the first thing that I was thinking about, I said, Americans, you're in dangerous times. You just are. I've blown this trumpet from the top of the house over and over 1,000 times concerning how they are censoring your free speech, and you are allowing them to garner and continuously force feed the people Micah 6:16 with their propaganda lying narrative. Okay. You deserve exactly what you get. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. But it's interesting. I said, you're in dangerous time, Americans. Have you noticed that the only ones that are not being censored are those who are doing the lying, those that are pushing the propaganda? If that doesn't signify or set off an alarm inside of your mind, friends, and in your heart to action, nothing will. But I wanted to put this up in the face of all that. If you look at this, you can go ahead and look up at social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll notice that we are the official winners. This is the 2020 official winner for the Content Film Festival Media Summit, Truth in Journalism. Interesting. Okay, again, I'm not for accolade, but I am just showing you the facts of the matter, friends. It's interesting how these organizations are giving us these awards for the truth content in media and in journalism, okay? Here's another one, official winner, just got him yesterday, a Best Justice Sanctity of Life, Standing Up for Life Award, okay? You ever heard of the Hendrix Brothers? That's who's behind all of this, okay? So it's a pretty big deal, I guess, in the Christian world. I'm appreciative. But I don't live on this. I don't, you know, live and breathe. If I don't get an award, I'm not doing my job. No, not at all. And then we got another one. This was the Best News and Journalism Mini Documentaries. People gloating about our little pieces that we're playing for you before the show and educating the people. Everybody's talking about the problem. They show you what the problem are. In fact, Romans 3:20. Romans 7:7. Oh, in fact, yeah, we're doing that, but we're showing you that you're the law and that you're the government under God doing that which is right, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Montesquieu, and bringing justice upon the heads of the wicked. Okay? That's what we're doing, is we're educating people. We're giving people the answers they claim that they want. But if you listen to them, you'll see that they're parroting the very media that's doing the lying to them. They don't believe it, but they fuel it and they parrot it. Okay, here's another one. The official winner, and this one, again, a brand new Best News in Journalism from our mini documentaries, which is available on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, I didn't ask for this. Someone actually reached out to me and asked me for a couple of our videos, our better videos. So what I did is I just sent them a couple of them, which are all of them. It didn't take me long to figure out which ones I was going to send. That's all I had to do, is just pick any one that we put out there, because we believe all of our content is excellent content. and it gives you answers to all the issues that you're facing in America today. We're giving you a biblical constitutional answer. But guess what it always comes back to? The people. Matter of fact, I think of this right now. I'm thinking of Thomas Edison, and I want you to listen to what he had said. People, the law, and I want you to listen to his quote. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. The strength of the Constitution lies in the will of the people to defend it. People see who's doing the attacking in this country, but the American people, what are they doing? Well, they're just sitting back, talking about what the bad guys are doing once again, over and over and over again, doing nothing to stand up against it, to resist them, to hold them accountable for their crimes, and they keep getting the same answers. That's the definition of madness, friends. It truly is. On my post here, I want you to see this. One guy said in Face, have you ever noticed that the only ones that are not being censored are those who are doing the lying? He said, would not be so perilous if God's so-called people were not cowards. Just saying. He's exactly right. He's exactly right. Hey, folks, if you want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. You can do so. Again, check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, and subscribe to those pages, okay? Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, over the last couple of days, we've been talking about hearing the voice of God in the midst of a lying world. And I made reference to Jeremiah 23, 22, and it says, but if they had stood in my counsel, the Lord speaking, and had caused my people to hear my words, speaking of those said ambassadors, namely the prophets in this particular case, he said, if they had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Well, there's another side of this, and what we're going to do is we're going to get your discerners going and just kind of get that discernment going in the sense of what is a true and a false prophet. I pretty much just told you how to make distinction between a true man of God and a true woman of God in the sense of what direction they're going. If they're not turning men from their evil ways and from their evil doings, then it's not a Christian. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, the Bible says there is no light in them. When is the last time you've heard a preacher in America? There's a couple of them that have made reference to the law. That's a schoolmaster to bring men unto Christ to at length bring forth godly repentance. Acts 20, verse 21. I can't think of it, you say. Well, you're exactly right. Well, then if that's the case, then you're making distinction between the spirit of truth and the spirit of error, which is found in 1 John 4. I'm sorry, 1 John, yeah, it's 4:4-6. I also want you to take the time to read Leviticus 19:17 and 1 Timothy 5:20. So we're going to hit that in just a moment. But before we do, I also want you to understand, because I've been around these loops. I've been around these false prophets. I've been around these that have been, as they say, prophesying from the imagination of their own wicked hearts. Oh, I've seen it. I see that more than I see any other thing. As a matter of fact, the best way to detect a false prophet is when they're all going the same direction. And that's why we named the show today, Standing Alone. Standing Alone in the Face of All Opposition. And I'm going to get to this. Last week, I had a conversation with a guy that I respect very much, and he'd asked me how things were going, and I looked at him, and I just said to him, I said, listen, the problem is everybody's going the wrong direction, and that's the direction everybody's going. I said, history teaches us to stop and look the other way. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I want to thank Bradley and the Sons of Liberty for all they're doing to wake people up and to get our nation back to the constitutional republic that it was set up to be. Thanks, Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of two decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. When you look at, let me just lay this out. 1-281-845-4704. Go ahead, weigh in at any time. Pro or con matters not. Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704. If you want to know the fruit of a false prophet, look at America. America is filled with them. Okay? They're enemies of the cross of Christ. They're not turning men away from their evil doings. Nope. They're advocating them. Okay? It's a spirit of antichrist. Read 1 John 2:15, okay? And you'll understand perfectly. Then go over to 1 John chapter 4 as well, 4 through 6. It's the spirit of the world. Because they're not turning men to the Lord, they're turning men away from the Lord, okay? When you look at Jeremiah 23, which is a prime chapter, and it is loaded, friends, let me tell you. Over and over and over again, the Lord tells the people this is who the false prophets are. And he's addressing the pastors in this particular case. And he's talking about how he's scattering them. The first thing that he says when fulfilling his promise in chapter 5 of Jeremiah 23, he says, "Behold, look and see. The days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch." We are the seed of David, friends. "A righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper." And what will he do, friends? "And he shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Friends, the Lord is known by the judgments that he executes because he establishes righteousness through such an act. As a matter of fact, his very throne is righteousness and judgment, friends. Okay? Psalm 97. And it's also his heart, Jeremiah 9:24. But it's interesting, as I go on here, friends, I see over and over again what the Lord says when he's calling them out as being false in the falsities that they were pushing forth. He said, "My heart is broken because of the prophets. All of my bones shake. I'm like a drunken man, and like a man, wine hath overcome because the Lord and because of the words of his holiness." He said, "The land is full of adulterers." Hello. "For because of its swearing, the land mourneth. the pleasant places, the wildernesses are dried up. He said, for both the prophet and the priest are profane. They defile. They show no reverence for the holy things of God in any sense of the word. He said, my prophets have prophesied of Samaria. They have prophesied in Baal. A prosperity, just overlooking the cross. Everything that the Lord told us, for example, he tells us, they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with its lusts and its affections. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. When you read Romans as well, friends, chapter 8, what does he say? If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. Again, it's not I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me, and the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God. This is completely foreign to them. This is an offense to the modern day priests and pastors and the false prophets of the day, because again, America is filled with them. He said, I've seen also the prophets of Jerusalem, a horrible thing. They commit adultery and they walk in lies. They also strengthen the hands of evildoers. What do you see Franklin Graham doing with the presidential pulpit in the People's White House over and over, just like his daddy? He's controlled opposition. Read 1 Kings 13:33. And the reason I name him is because the media loves to use him. I mean, Franklin Graham, if he's not telling you to go out there and take the shot because his daddy would have and Jesus would have, equating his dad to Jesus, he's also out there telling us to pray for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm not even kidding you. No, he doesn't need prayer. He needs justice. In fact, in the matter of just like David, when he went out to the field to deal with a Goliath that was defying the armies of the living God, the way that the American people seeing it happen coming from the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, did David say he needed to pray for him? Absolutely not. They were imprecatory prayers, and he acted. He didn't just pray. He went out to the field, and he dealt with Goliath. In fact, of the matters, he brought justice upon the heads of those that were defying the armies of the living God. But you know what? Today's hirelings are saying, just pray for our leaders. Just go ahead and pray for them. I know they're advocating and they're guilty and they've got blood all over their hands concerning the innocent. But just pray for them. Don't do anything else. Just pray for them. Don't impeach them. Don't prosecute them the way that you find provision in the U.S. Constitution. Nope, just keep listening to those that are telling you do nothing but pray for them. You know what, Americans? When is it going to get to the point where you're done hiding behind your prayer, speaking of which? When is it going to get to the point where you're done hiding behind your prayers? Prayer is not enough. You want me to say that again? Prayer is not enough. The Bible, as a matter of fact, even tells us to the lawless that even your prayers are a curse. They're an abomination. Did you hear me? Oh, yeah. I want you to hear this because I'm in the chapter right now, and this just come to my aid. Your prayers are a curse. Oh, I'm sorry. I put it in the wrong place. Forgive me. Your prayers are a curse. Why? I want you to listen carefully to this. Your prayers are even a curse. And why is that? Because you turn your ear from hearing God's moral law. And what does it say about those that turn their ear against the law of God? He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Isn't it interesting? He says right before that in chapter 28, that's chapter 28 of Proverbs verse 9. But right before that, he said, those that forsake God's law, his moral law, they praise the wicked. He also talks in that chapter right there in that particular area, friends, that evil men understand not judgment. You know what? Isn't it interesting how evil men understand not judgment? We're just going to go ahead and pray for all those that are committing the act of treason against the American people. Let's just keep praying for them. Let's pray for peace upon them. Let's pray for their goodwill. And for those that we just close our eyes to, let's just go ahead and pray that the Lord will protect them. Like the father of the vaccine that's responsible for over 20 million deaths worldwide. Let's just pray for him. Let's just usher him back into the People's White House. Nope, that is a spirit of Antichrist, and that is ignorance from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. And for you to suggest to just sit back and pray for these people, you've got to be out of your mind. And I want to tell you why. Because faith without works is dead. Faith without works is dead. Read the Declaration of Independence. What does the Bible tell us when a government becomes corrupt? What are we supposed to do? I'm sorry, our forefathers, what did they tell us to do? Oh my goodness, Bradley, you're just a worker of insurrection, man. What is your problem, man? I mean, what's the deal? What are you just trying to overthrow the government? Nope, in your ignorance, that's probably what you think, because you're ignorant of your history. You're ignorant of the Word of God, and you're ignorant of what your forefathers established. And you're ignorant as to why we've been called the light of the world for over 250 years. I'm not the one breaking the law. Did that help you? I'm the one saying let's enforce the law. I'm saying let's deal with the wicked, because if you don't incriminate them, they're going to incriminate you. And isn't that in fact what they're doing to you right now as I speak? That is exactly what they're doing. They're doing their best to incriminate the American people. So anyways, back to the true and false prophets. Because the Bible has much to say about prophets and prophecies. I've seen, like I said, a majority of what I've seen out there are a bunch of lunatics prophesying from their own wicked hearts. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's what they're prophesying from. The Bible says that a man is a fool who trusts in his own heart. That's what they're doing. I remember one time we were at a church. I was preaching in North Minneapolis in Crystal. It was a suburb of Minneapolis. And I remember right before I went up, I remember a guy stood up and he started saying that you were supposed to just take it, that he was prophesying, "Oh, my children, I love you." I knew it was a false prophet right there. "I love you, my children. Come back to me, my children." Nothing to do with repentance, no word of God whatsoever, but just, "I love you, my children, and I want you to come back to me." Almost like the Lord was begging, "Please come back to me, because I don't have anybody in my corner." Oh, you missed the spirit from start to finish, let me tell you, because it's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. Okay, and how this came across was one pleading for men to come back to him. Now, I understand Jeremiah did the same thing, but understand Jeremiah and understand his words of prophecy. When he was called to go to the church, the gate of the church, the priests, and he was called to go to the gate of the kings, you know, the government, to tell them what the deal is, just like Moses did in Exodus 5 and every other prophet who did the exact same thing. They weren't asking the devil for permission. They were telling the devil what the deal was, and your days are numbered. And the Lord is saying through his prophets, this is what's happening. And if you don't repent, this is what's going to happen, just like he did through Jonah. And isn't that exactly that prophet, Jonah, the one that Jesus referred to over and over again? This wicked and adulterous generation that seeks a sign, you're not going to get a sign. The only sign you're going to get is that of the prophet Jonah. And what is it? Repent or else. That's the word.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747, and start making a difference in your world today.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Son of Liberty, Mr. Samuel Adams said, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men." Well then, for 25 years now, we as a ministry team have been doing just that and bearing fruit to the glory of Christ. From tea parties to high schools, from colleges to churches, prisons, and more. Friends, it has been correctly stated that a salvation without service is no salvation at all. How true that is. If we have found on a personal level salvation in Christ, this then will lead us back to a national salvation when we work together through a reformation back to his old paths and working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Now is the time to work together in bringing us into your communities and setting these brush fires in the minds of men and women nationwide. So book us today. Give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. People like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Sons of Liberty Media.com, top left side of the page. Before It's News.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, please do. 281-845-4704. Now, we have something called Backbone, so if you call in, I can still see that you're calling in. So there's going to be no missed calls. 281-845-4704. Let's get to true and false prophets, and then we're going to get to standing alone in the face of all opposition, okay? Because I've been there. I've got the hat. I've got the T-shirt. And I'm just waiting for someone to say, well, prove it, Bradley. I've been proving it, man. We're not talking out of school here. So the Bible has much to say about prophets and prophecies. Prophets and prophecies have a huge influence in the lives of God's people over the centuries. People will hang on them. I mean, folks, literally life and death. So therefore, it's important that we learn to discern the difference between true and false prophets and prophecies, because the fruit of the prophetic utterances, when believed, have a very big impact, again, upon our lives. So let's just get to it. When you look at Nehemiah 6, 12 through 14, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem, pressure was applied to trying to make him stop. His opponents even reverted to using prophecy against him. False prophecy, okay? Fortunately, Nehemiah was a wise man and was able to resist the sinister strategies of the enemy. So wrong prophecy has negative impacts. Here, can I give you another cue and a little insight as to real prophecy? When a real word of prophecy is given to the man, there'll be a witness born by the Spirit of God. There'll also be a warfare around that word of prophecy. You never hear that. That means the cross has been laid on that word of prophecy, and you must work it out. If you look at 1 Timothy 1:18, what does it tell us? It tells us, this charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before you concerning that thou by them mightest war and wage a good warfare. So when the word is an actual prophetic word, there's going to be a warfare around that word. and it's going to come in power. Man, I've been around some real prophets here. Let me just give you an example of others that I've been around. I remember I was sitting inside of a hotel, a Marriott, because a guy had called me and said, listen, do you know anything about the prophetic? And I said, well, maybe a little bit. And I said, why is that? He said, because I'm around this guy. And he goes, I support his ministry. And he said, Bradley, this guy's telling me my address. He's telling me, he's giving insight to my family. I said, well, then you're probably dealing with a prophet. Is he accurate? Because the gift of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. And I said, is he accurate? He said, he's been very accurate. And to be quite frank, I believe that this man who's no longer with us, I believe he was afraid that that prophet was going to call him out for his adulterated relationships. So he said, would you come and meet us? And I said, sure, I would do that. So I went and I sat, this is 15 years ago. And I remember meeting at a Marriott in Brooklyn Park, and we were in this big forum. And it was where a restaurant was. I think we had chicken wings or something like that. I was just kind of along as an observant, kind of, you know, seeing if this guy was scripturally sound or not. And I remember right when I sat down, it was interesting. And I said, what's going on to this guy? And he said, there's going to be a woman. And gosh, I can feel it right now. Whoa. He said to me, he goes, there's going to be a woman that's going to come and she's going to sit right at this table and she's making some bad decisions. And I looked around and folks, this was a huge forum. It was in a big, huge hotel. There was nobody sitting in that hotel restaurant. It was huge. And I thought, okay. And I kid you negative, 5 minutes later, here comes a woman. She sits right at the table that he said she was going to sit at. And then lo and behold, all of a sudden, here comes a man that sits down next to her about 5 minutes after that. And guys, these are the kind of people that I've had in my life because I'm very particular about that kind of stuff. I remember another guy, and it wasn't just hit or miss with this guy. He's no longer with us. And he was very popular in the Minneapolis area. And I remember when I first met him, I went to a meeting. And everybody called this guy a prophet, and he had a little flock. There wasn't like a 1,000 people in this church. There's probably less than 50 people. They were all like in the school of prophets, and not all of them, but a good portion of them. And I remember he was walking back and forth, and he was just going up and down the row, and he was calling people out and telling them things about their life, and he was spot on. And I remember in one particular case. This is right as we were moving into ministry, we were baby Christians. And what was interesting about it was he had said, it's in the post office, it's in the mailbox. And I just knew instantly that was for us. And I had an inkling of an idea as to what he was talking about. But I knew that this man was a prophet because when it came down, folks, it came in power. It came as a witness. And it was like, okay, there was some power with this guy. He's probably 70-some years old. And those guys are super, super hard to find, okay? And sure enough, I went to the post office that Monday. I had to wait 2 days. And I remember sitting at the post office, and someone had sent a support. And I remember crying like a fat baby with a wet diaper on because the Lord was so faithful to keep us out there. And this is right when we were doing a lot of high schools during that particular time. And I've also seen other guys where they are just spot on and then they get real weird. It's like, where did you just go? So you have to be super careful and super discerning, and you have to have a knowledge of the word, and you have to know by the Holy Ghost, discerning of spirits when people begin to function or operate with a prophetic mantle. Okay. I'm just talking out loud because I've seen people get weird. I had one guy say one time, he said, Elvis is up in heaven doing concerts. It's like, dude, are you out of your mind? Are you kidding me? Adulterers, fornicators have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9. And then on the other hand, I've seen the guy just nail it. It's like, okay, so there was a lesson learned from that as well. And I want to tell you something too. When it comes to real prophets, you better not put your eyes on them. You better keep your eyes on the prophet that's using them with a prophetic mantle. Because the minute you put your eyes on them, the Lord will pull the rug from under you. Do not look at a man. Cursed is the man that trusts in the arm of the flesh. So let's go back to false negative prophets and prophecies. I was just talking about Nehemiah. Wrong prophecy has negative effects. I want you to listen carefully. It's to bring about as so to manipulate. I've seen people do that. I've seen people use a gift to manipulate. I've seen people use the gift to get something from somebody that they wanted. I've seen all of that. Listen, one of the greatest compliments I've had in this ministry is just this. Every time I hear you preach, Bradley, I have to go and search the scriptures. That's my job. If what you listen to when it comes to a preacher, I don't care if he's an apostle, a prophet, a teacher, 1 Corinthians 12:28. I don't care if he's a pastor or an evangelist. He better be driving you to the Lord. Because if he's driving you to himself or he's alluring you to him through his covetous words, you better get away from him. He wants followers. That's how cults start. Okay? Let him drive you to the scriptures. That man is doing his job. Another wrong prophecy and negative effects is to cause to sin. They're not turning you away from your evil doings. They're turning you to it, or they're just omitting you or omitting the word by not telling you that you need to be reproved or corrected or instructed in righteousness, 2 Timothy 3:16. Okay, another one is to bring about an evil report. We see this all day long. Especially these gloom and doomers, they bring an evil report. That's all it is. It's an evil report. It's gloom and doom. But what they've done is they've created an exit strategy, and we call them the heretical hippies that have created something called the rapture. And these people are the ones that want to be raptured from responsibility, not realizing that what they're trying to justify, they can't find it in scripture in any sense of the word. It's not scriptural. Read John 17:15. I pray, Lord, that you take them not out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. This is Jesus praying on the behalf of his disciples. They always bring an evil report. That is the false prophets. To bring personal reproach, to take us out of the will of God. Oftentimes you'll see men say, you know what, this is what you're now called to do. No, let it be out of the mouth of two or three, that it might be an established word, because if it's just one man, folks, you better be careful. You better be careful. Let it be out of the mouth of two or three and let the Lord confirm the word. Saul prophesied under the influence of an evil spirit sent from God, 1 Samuel 18:10. The false prophets of Baal prophesied, even cutting themselves to make the blood flow. That was called bloodletting, to try and to appease the spirits, right? Which is demonic. 1 Kings 18:28-29. Ahab, the corrupt king, in his bias against the true prophet Micaiah, I'll get to that in just a moment, he twisted the prophecy around to try and make it look like Micaiah was the one that had the problem. That's in 1 Kings 22. The prophets prophesied harsh things against the spirit of rebellion against the word of the Lord, thus fulfilling the biblical principle that we reap what we sow. And it also tells us in Isaiah 30, and it's a fantastic chapter, so you can again understand the voice of the Lord. Those rebellious people actually tried to manipulate and control the seers, seeing prophets by telling them what they did and did not, and what they did not want to hear. That is a bad, bad place to put yourself. Ask Jeremiah. Ask Amos. Whenever you work against the spirit of prophecy, you, my friend, may as well just go ahead and finish off the deal, because the Lord will not tolerate that in any sense of the word. You are now reaping a curse upon your life directly from the spirit of Christ. That is dangerous, dangerous business. But in America today, you have very little to nothing or to nothing to worry about due to the fact that there's so many false prophets in America. What I was saying to you during the end of the last segment was this, friends. I met with somebody that I greatly respect last week, and I said to him, I said, when he asked me how things were going, I said, if history teaches us anything, too many people are going the same direction. I said, we need to stand up and turn and go the other direction. I'll be right back. Final segment coming up on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Doug Hagman here, host of the Hagman Report, author, career investigator of three decades. I once wondered if there was anyone out there who could guide our current and future generations to a value of the nation past and the reverence to God and our Judeo-Christian values. Well, I found that man. His name is Bradley Dean. He's the host of the nationally syndicated radio broadcast show, The Sons of Liberty, and he's a dynamic speaker. Folks, help us restore our greatness. Listen to Bradley Dean, The Sons of Liberty. Book him for your next conference, assembly, or other event. Do it today.
Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life, books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today.
For those of you who have taken the opportunity in proving the God of Israel, we salute you. On October 5th, 2024 at 6 p.m., Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty will be in Portage, Indiana at the Oakwood Grand Hall. On October 17th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Brownton, Minnesota at the Lake Marion Ballroom. On October 19th at 6 p.m., we will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota. The time to bring about change is now. Book us today for a date in your community at 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. You're embarrassing yourself, people. 281-845-4704, talking about the false prophets. Interesting, it tells us in Isaiah 30, those rebellious people actually tried to manipulate and control the prophets. God said they would meet with destruction and be broken in pieces, into pieces because of it. Okay? That's what I'm talking about. Jeremiah 2:8, the prophets prophesied by Baal. It turned them away from God unto the things that did not profit them. Verse 13. I mean, folks, it just goes on. These are the false prophets that prophesy in the name of the Lord. What do they say? Listen carefully to me next. This is important that you hear that. What do the false prophets say? The false prophets prophesy lies in the name of the Lord. The Lord said, I sent them not. I never commanded them to say the things that they're saying. I did not even speak to them. They prophesy a false vision. Okay? They prophesy divination, witchcraft, okay? That's where they begin to charge a fee for, and I've seen this as well, a guy out of New York, he would literally prophesy into your life for money, and we see, I mean, the Benny Hinn's of the world, right? They prophesy nothing, vanity. They prophesy from the deceit of their own heart. That's the false prophets, okay? Now, I want you to check this out. This is also one of the things that the false prophets tell the people, and it's what you're hearing today. They will never see the sword. I can tell you right now, Americans, you are in trouble. I can tell you right now, Americans, for the things that you have allowed to take place concerning corruption, first starting in the church and in government, you will see the sword. God will not pardon the shedding of innocent blood. You can take it how you want to take it, but I'm telling you, that is a fact. And again, when you look at Amos 4, what are the last two things the Lord says before judgment comes? I'm no longer going to pass by. The plumb line has been dropped. Sodomites, homosexuality, and abortion. You are going to reap what you've tolerated, Americans. Another one is you shall not see famine. This all coming from the false prophets. And one of the things that they love to do, and this is the one that I see more predominantly than anything else, these false prophets would say the people and give them assurance and certainty of peace when there is no peace, thereby making war with God. Micah 3, verse 5. Okay, so these are the false prophets. Now, what I want to get to, and I'm going to have to just sum this up as shortly as I can concerning the next 6-7 minutes that I have left. The title of the show today is Standing Alone in the Face of All Opposition. And when you go to chapter 22 of 1 Kings, I just want you to listen to this, because as I told my friend a week ago, how are things going, Bradley? I said the American people apparently haven't learned from history. I said there's too many people going the same direction. History teaches us to stop and look the other direction. Common sense comes into play. You know, one of the things that I started the show off with today was the fact that the only ones that aren't being censored is the mainstream media. And everybody knows that they're the ones that are spewing out propaganda and lies. So therefore, all the people, the 94% that don't believe the media, who are they listening to? The mainstream media that they don't believe in. They hold the truth and unrighteousness. They have deceived themselves. And I'm here to tell you, according to the word of God, you are deceived and you need to repent. Okay? But let's go over to 1 Kings 22, because this guy stood all by himself. And I want you to listen to how this played out. It says, "And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat," by the way, this is King Ahab, who is already taken down in front of the people, Ahab and his wife Jezebel, and all the false prophets were killed on Mount Carmel. Just four chapters previous to 22 here in 1 Kings, okay? He kept going on with his bad self. He refused to turn from his evil ways, and he wants to go and face off with another prophet. This time it's not Elijah. This time it's Micaiah. And Jehoshaphat, the man of God, the king, the righteous king, said, "Wilt thou go to battle with me?" He asked him. King Ahab did. And Jehoshaphat said, "I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and the horses as thy horses." By the way, the Lord rebuked him for this. But Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, the corrupt king, "I pray thee," he said, "at the word of the Lord today." Then the king of Israel gathered the people together, and this is what you need to hear, about 400 men, and said unto them, when asked the question, "Shall I go out against Ramath Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, "Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king." So the corrupt king is asking 400 prophets, "Should I go out to battle?" They all said, "Go and you'll prosper." Every one of them. And Jehoshaphat, being a man of God, discerned that there was something wrong with this. And he said to King Ahab, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord besides that we might inquire of him?" Listen carefully. And the king of Israel said, King Ahab said unto Jehoshaphat, "There is yet one man, Micaiah the son of Imlah, by whom we inquire of the Lord." But what did the corrupt king say of the holy prophet of God, Micaiah? He said, "I hate him, for he does not prophesy good things concerning me, but evil." And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." Then what happened? The king of Israel called an officer and said, "Hasten hither, Micaiah the son of Imlah." And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each one on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before him, "Go, you're going to prophesy, you're going to profit, you're going to prosper in war. Go, profit in this war, prosper in this war." And then all the prophets, as they prophesied, the messenger then went to Micaiah and listened to what he said to him. This is a messenger of the king. He said, behold, now the words of the prophets declare good unto the king. In other words, he's now telling Micaiah, the lone prophet of God, we want you to agree with all the false prophets. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them and speak that which is good. And Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, what the Lord said unto me, that's what I'm going to say. I'm not going to be bought off. I'm not going to appease you. I'm not looking for the approbation of men. I'm here to please the Lord and being faithful to his word. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me? What did Micaiah say? He said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man into his own house. King Ahab knew the difference, and I want to show you how. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on the right hand of his left and his left hand. And the Lord had said, who shall persuade Ahab? I got to go forward. One answered the call, and that's what the Lord used through Micaiah. And now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a spirit in the mouth of all these prophets, lying prophets. The lying spirit was put into all the false prophets to tell corrupt King Ahab to go to war. Okay. And the Lord has spoken evil concerning Ahab. Micaiah said, behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Now this happened, by the way, after the priest of the day, a people pleasing priest, said to the king, his name is Zedekiah. He said, after he listened to Micaiah, he slapped him on the cheek and said, which way went the spirit of the Lord unto me to speak unto thee? How many times when a real prophet stands up, you're always going to see people try to discredit that prophet. Oh, hey guys, dangerous business. And Micaiah said back to him, you're going to see, you're going to find out when you go into the inner chamber to hide yourself after the king's taken out. The king of Israel said, take Micaiah, carry him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and Joash, the king's son, and put him into prison and feed him with the bread of affliction, with the water of affliction, until I come in peace. I've got to break this down real quick. The king, knowing what Micaiah was saying was true, I'm talking about Ahab, he put on a false covering. He tried to disguise himself into battle. And what happened, friends, is one took a shot at King Ahab, not knowing that it was him, and it caught him in between his harness. In the end of the day, friends, Prophet Micaiah was right about what he said concerning Ahab, and everybody else was going the other direction. This man standing alone in the face of all opposition, even being thrown in prison and given the blood of affliction, he was the one that was telling the truth. He was the one that was speaking on the behalf of the Lord, not the masses. It was the one. It was the one. The king died. He was brought to Samaria. They buried the king in Samaria, just the way Micaiah told him it would. And the word of the prophet that preceded him, the blood of King Ahab was licked up by dogs, just like that of Jezebel through Elijah. So folks, know the difference between the one that's telling you the truth while the masses are telling you the lie. That's how you always know, friends, by discerning from the Spirit of God according to the word of God, not according to the word of man. Love you by what we view, and we'll talk to you.